Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. If you struggle to maintain life balance because there simply aren't enough hours in your day to meet the demands that you face, then you've come to the right place. I'm here to provide you the mental tune-up you need with the guidance that you want to propel you towards your life's goals. Now, earlier in the week, I was on a flight, and before we left the ground, the pilot came out and told us we were having a problem with one of the engines. He then said that it could be 2 hours because we may have to switch out the aircraft. And the woman next to me just immediately went into a rant and started complaining about the airlines, the pilots, everybody she could go off on. She did. And after about 15 minutes of this, she looks at me and she says, "How can you be so calm?" And my response was that I'm just thankful that they found the problem that when we were on the ground. And an extra 2 hours out of my life, it's okay. I'll survive, but I'm safe. And so here's a situation where you really have very little control over it, but you have the ability to choose how you want to be. You can be positive and you can roll with it, or you can be negative and complain. And which one do you think is a better experience? Of course, I think we all know the answer to that. People with defeatist attitudes struggle. They struggle in business because nobody wants to work with them, and they struggle personally in life because nobody wants to be with them. And the other thing we know about people that are happy and optimistic is, according to a Harvard study from the School of Public Health, happy and optimistic people show a link to lower risk of stroke and lower risk of heart disease. So the reality is that you always have a choice. You can choose the positive or you can choose the negative. So when you find yourself about to complain, just stop. Reframe your situation and find the positive in it, no matter how far you have to stretch. And if you're really serious about retraining your brain, every morning when you wake up, have a journal next to your bed with a pen and write down 3 things that you're thankful for. It'll set the tone for your day, and it'll help you to focus on the positive side of things. If you know anyone that can benefit from this message, please ask them to subscribe to the 90-Second Navigator podcast.